this story. You know how much, I don't know much about sports ball.
Okay.
The only thing I know about sports ball is when celebrities get involved and then suddenly I'm an expert in sports ball.
Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez are trying to buy the New York Mets.
Are they really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think as far as I know from my sports ball fan friends, the Mets are not a good team. They have not been doing well for a very long time. So I was thinking, well, of course they're going to buy it. It's like pocket change to them.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the Mets, the Wilpons who own the Mets, are asking $1.7 billion for the team.
Right. Teams aren't cheap.
Yeah, teams are not cheap. So J-Lo and A-Rod were able to like scrape together $300 million, which is not going to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
So they got in touch with about seven friends of theirs and said, hey, you want to chip in and buy a team together?
Mm-hmm.
They have four ex-NFL guys. They have the Florida Panthers owner, Vinny Viola. They have some NBA guy and some other friends of theirs. And they're all chipping in. And together, they've put together $1.7 billion to buy the Mets.
So they're going to buy them.
Well, it doesn't work like that. So the Wilpons, what they do is it's kind of like dating. So J-Lo and A-Rod, they present their offer. We'd like to pay $1.7 billion.
Hmm.
Here are the people involved. Here's our plan. And then the Wilpons, they take offers from several people and see which ones they want to do. The problem is a couple of the Wilpons want to stay involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the contingency. There's some other billionaire offered them $2.6 billion, but the Wilpons have to like have nothing to do with it. And they said, no, that's not what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. They would rather turn down $2.6 billion and not be involved than, you know what I mean? Like they're willing to take almost a billion less in order to stay involved with the Mets.
Right now is not a good time to buy any baseball, football, sports ball team.
Why? They're cheap now.
Yeah,
it's like anything else that's not working. I mean, honestly, go find a business that's going under and offer them anything for it. They'll take it.
But I would be up for buying the Mets just because our old boss was a huge Mets fan.
Oh. Okay. Wouldn't that be cool? Every time you go to the game, it would just say Cooper and Anthony all over the place.
Right. And there would be his photo everywhere that you couldn't let him in. And you would have to cut off the TV rights to him at his home and work so he couldn't watch or listen to it.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
The Mets.
No. If I own the Mets, I'm either going to dismember the whole team so he doesn't have a team anymore, or I'm going to move him to Montauk, where nobody cares about him anymore. So I will spend $1 billion to get back at my old boss and buy his favorite team.
He doesn't live that. He lives pretty close to Montauk. You got to move him to like New Hampshire. You got to move him somewhere far away. Does New Hampshire have a baseball team?
We'll be the Utah Mets. So take that. Have fun watching the Utah Mets because that's where I moved them.
Why stop there? How about the Alaska Mets?
There you go. Just anywhere that the boss can't see, and they will be out of the state, so he won't really be able to watch them all the time.
It'd be really hard for him to get to a game.
Exactly. So I would do that. I would go that far to get back at people I don't like.
The Ukraine Mets.
Right. And just move
the Macedonia Mets.
He would have to be a Yankees fan then. You would have to be, and he can't stand the Yankees. So
I know.
He would have to be a Yankees fan if he wants to still follow baseball.
So you would revenge purchase the Mets.
I bet that's what J-Lo is doing. I bet somebody at Capitol Records really likes the Mets. And she's going to move them to Siberia.